All right, call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I hope everybody had good holidays. Here we are, the coldest part of the year now. So we'll start with public comment, John.
Yes, you might want to, if you can put on that Nassonian, whatever Missy does, people might want to leave their water trickle a little bit now till the end of March or February.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be freezing. And as it gets warmer, the frost goes down deeper.
Yep.
So they might want to do that, save you some aggravation. Just in case it's on your side of the line.
To bring that steamer thing out.
Yeah. Fire up your welder.
Huh?
Fire up your welder.
Now they're too Sioux heavy.
So what would I put on it?
Well, I would say that, I don't know, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
If the village needs that, Bob, they're welcome to borrow it. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. We'll put something out, but I mean, I don't think you really need to do it unless it gets down around zero.
Well, I know some people froze up already.
Really? Mm.
People's houses froze up in the village already.
Hmm.
You know.
I'm surprised.
Place that people. People's water lines are freezing up. You know what I mean? Outside tanks. There's quite a bit of it going on, really.
People run
out of fuel.
Usually when it gets down below zero, that's when I start opening my cabinets up.
Well, the fuel company can't get good help. You know,
yeah.
So they're having trouble.
All right, and we'll put something out. All right, entertain a motion to approve the December 8th board minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Motion second. By Guy, second by Charlie. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to accept the December 22nd special meeting minutes. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Alterations, deletions, questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report for December.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Rich, second by Guy. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Dump truck auction update.
The second time around, we ended up ending at $30,000. So obviously we accepted that. Truck's already gone, check's already in the office. Just came in the other day.
Okay.
$35,000?
$30,000.
There you go.
Yeah, it was better than the 24.
Local
we got a little
it?
More, huh?
Did a local person buy it?
I think so, because he came from Colony somewhere. But there were so many people that came, I'm not sure which screen names were who. You know, it's like they had their little screen names. But I mean, he ended up paying $36,000 with the fees and stuff from the auction site, but we got $30,000. Yeah, so it was better than before. It was worth relisting.
Skoda might be looking for another truck. They had an accident.
Who?
It looked like Skodak.
They had an accident in one of their trucks?
I think so. It looked like it was stuck between a tree or two trees or something.
Oh, wow.
It was on Facebook.
I missed that one. All right. Utility billing software.
So.
You got two quotes?
Yeah, in your packet, you'll see you have two quotes. All right, well, first let's start at the beginning. The county is no longer going to be doing our utility billing. They're going to still do tax, but they won't do our records of water anymore. Obviously, they didn't give us this notice until after our budget was already passed. So as frustrating as it is, Mary and I have been demoing, you know, having demos on different programs, and you can see the two quotes. I can't get a third one. I don't even know another system. So I had two. Edmunds, which used to be the BAS company, and as you can see, their prices are very inflated compared to when it was BAS. Both systems are user-friendly, from what I can tell. They both would do what we needed to do. Create the bills, print the bills, post the payments, blah, blah, blah. SCA, which is the cheaper system, seems to be the one that most everybody else uses. Village of Castleton uses it, and I spoke to him, and he hasn't had any problems with it. I guess that's gonna be my recommendation, that we go with SCA. Their total is $8,500 plus a $2,500 a year fee, and Edmunds is, you know, total with the equipment and all the beginning stuff is $9,610. But their fees per year are $45.20. So that's a no-brainer to me. I recommend SCA. No way we're gonna get the money because Clerk only has $1,000 in equipment. I don't know. But we don't have a choice.
All right, so this year it's $11,000.
Right, that's total for the year.
That's what we got to pay for to get this thing up, and we don't. Are we doing? We don't have to have this up and running for April, right?
Yes, we do.
For April?
That's what she says. I mean, they said they told us. I said, yeah, you told us 6 months ago. Our budget was already passed, so there's not a lot I can do. Mm-hmm. Now the Muni system one is a bit cheaper because I have to input all the names. They don't do the customers. I have to create the whole thing, but it's
they don't convert
to
that.
Huh?
They don't convert it over.
Yeah, for more money. If I do the garbage or if I do the water, they'll clone it so I can have the refuse as well. So Mary and I will work on that. Happy, happy. These guys will do it for an extra fee as well, but they both seemed very. Very annoying, really. Not looking forward to the change, but I'll do the best I can.
All right, so
I guess the county's giving it up because they're getting a new system and it's only going to be doing tax.
Yep. That's because we all got a 10%.
That's right.
Deduction. You know, so now we have to go out and spend all this money to make up for that.
What do you mean?
Oh, we got a 10% tax reduction in the county tax. You know, so
didn't even notice.
Oh yeah, because you know, for us it's only $10.
Yeah, big deal.
So now we got to go out and spend another, you know, thousands of dollars to keep that $10 tax break.
Yeah, probably. I don't even.
Unreal.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it either. Believe me.
Jeez.
A lot more work. I mean, in the long run.
How long will this take? I mean, regardless who we pick, will we be in position for April?
I have to be, so yes, I will be.
No.
I don't have a choice.
I mean, will they be? Edmunds,
no. They won't be. They said it would cut, their words were, it's cutting it close. But because I wasn't that interested in them anyways. They were nicer when it was the BAS company, but since they purchased BAS, their system's nothing like how the BAS system is. It's really user-friendly, very easy to work with. Both of them seem a bit complicated, but I'm sure, I had a half hour demo on each. I mean, it's not a whole heck of a lot. You can find out over the phone with somebody doing it online, you know? So we'll just have to learn it, and it is what it is.
All right, so entertain a motion to accept the proposal from SCA Utility Billing and Payment Systems.
I'll make a motion.
So, motion by Guy, second by Julia.
Julia?
Any questions or discussion on that?
And it's just for water and refuse?
Water and refuse, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be doing our own billing now in the office. We'll print them, we'll mail them, all that stuff. And then enter all the payments and stuff into this system rather than, I like it better than a spreadsheet. It's just more work. But,
Do they mail you email statements or no?
They do have, that's gonna be nice, that some stuff they can, like, banks call a lot for tax searches, which is really nice in that you usually, now we have to go to like three different places to get everything. I mean, it takes like a minute each, but I charge them $25 too. So.
That takes care of about an hour of your, half an hour of your time.
Yeah, if they stop talking to you for so long on the phone. But you can, there's a way in it that now I can get all these things out of the system and be able to email them to banks, which is better. I mean, I don't know what it involves because we didn't get to do it, but I did ask that, so that'll be nice.
Could we email them to, like, residents or no?
That's another program that they have, but I didn't even get into it.
With the online billing?
Because that wouldn't work for our residents anyways. Half of them, some of them were taken by email, but there's a bunch of older people that don't even use the computer, so no, it would still have to be mailed. I don't think that would get us out of mailing it, because that's the same thing as the water report thing. A lot of people can, you know, I could send that out on a blast, but I still have to mail it. But, yeah, there's a lot of things that it can do. There's some things that you can buy extra, like, but I didn't look into all those because it was just garbage and water right now.
And eventually you can do the online bill payment. That saves you data entry at the back end. You wouldn't have to enter those payments then.
No, we have to enter the payments, but we enter them now. It's just on the Excel spreadsheet. Now this system will take the payments just like it is before. We enter them in just like we do BAS.
Right, and every coupon. They also have the online, like people could pay it online.
No, we're not doing online.
At all?
No, because that's credit cards and all that stuff. And there isn't enough hours in my day now. There's no way I'm taking on more stuff. And then we got Wendy, who's never here, so that'll be more stuff that I get to do. So, no. I disagree with credit cards. You got to figure out a way to do the fee. I mean, I get some people asking me if we take credit cards, but I don't think it's worth it for us. You can look into it later on down the road, but it's not anything that I had them put into this system now. Everything's a la carte, no matter who you're going
with. You build it out.
Yeah.
You build it out.
You can add something later. It has the technology to do it.
So, Missy, you said that we have to print the bills now? That's different than we've been doing, right?
Right. The county used to do our bills. I just send them the spreadsheet with what I'm billing everybody, and then the county printed them out. Now it'll all be done in-house.
We have the capacity to print that many bills? Sort of at once.
Yeah.
It's paper.
Well, yeah, but...
I think. Right. If not, I'll have to get a new printer.
Right.
It might go through more ink.
Paper. We've done it. I mean, at the office, I did it. We just use a standard printer.
Okay.
You just set the program, and it just spits them out. No big deal. All right. Any other discussion?
Yeah, we're okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
We did that already.
We didn't vote yet.
No, we didn't vote yet.
Oh.
We got a motion and a second by Guy.
Guy
made it.
Julia
second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Motion is carried. So I got one other thing I wanted to bring up. So we decided that we were going to allow cannabis dispensaries within the village. So we need to update the zoning, and I just wanted to discuss that. We're not going to do anything tonight, but I did want to know where y'all feel on where we should go with this. So I think we're pretty well settled that it's going to be in the business district. Okay, so in the business district, so we have to decide if it's going to be a permitted use or if it's going to be a special permit use. One that would have to go through site plan review, and you might be able to put you know, look at other things like hours of service or that kind of stuff. It was, if it was in the special permit section. So the permitted uses is 120-34, permitted principal uses. So we could put it in there, in which case, they'd still have to go through a review to make sure they got parking and, you know, yada, 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 and conform with all the other stuff that would be required in the law. But it would only, it primarily would be between Kevin and Kevin Hitchcock and the owner. If it was a special permitted use, then it would go to the planning board and they would have more input and interaction with making sure that everything, you know, complied with state law and the way it's, everything is set up. So, I mean, my thought is it should go into the special permit use section.
What section is that, Bob?
It's 120-36.
What are other, what other things are in special permit?
The other things in special permit are automobile sales area, bar or tavern, bowling alley, drive-in business, other than a drive-in theater, a game room, amusement and recreation services, garage, public subject to additional provisions, a hospital, a laundry or dry cleaner, a light industrial building, miscellaneous repair services, miscellaneous retail store, including the making of articles to be sold at retail on the premises, manufacturing, yada, 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 motor vehicle service station, nursing or convalescent home, transportation terminal, warehouse, wholesale business, or church or parish house. Those are all in the special permit section.
And that would go through the planning?
It would all go through the planning board. They have to go through site plan review, yeah.
So who's on the planning board right now?
That would be, the chair is Tom Snow, Josh Clegg, Morgan Moldoff.
And that's it.
That's it, just the three of them?
They have two vacancies.
Just the three of them.
So is the if we went that route, is there a time frame where?
Yes, they got 60 days to review it, provided that the applicant provides them with the information they need.
Okay.
You know, but we do have, I mean, you know, we've got a couple of DEC people and an engineer on the board, so I don't think it's going, there's a learning curve there. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I think we have a very talented board.
Seems like it would be appropriate to be
is that okay. All right. So what I'm going to do then is I will I'll get that drafted up for next meeting, get it run by Dave, make sure he's all set with it, and then we'll bring it up at the next meeting, and then we'll hold a public hearing in March, and then we can adopt it in March. I don't think there's going to be any mad rush to do it because they haven't figured everything out yet in the state anyway. So
well, Do you want to wait to see if permissive referendum passes in March? That way we do them both at once, because if that passes,
we have time. We have time.
Well, if you're going to have a public hearing, you want
to. They have to have everything in for the. They have to supply you with the petition.
Yeah, I know.
Before the March meeting, or before the February meeting.
He has to supply me with the signatures by the 22nd of this month.
Right.
He's already been in.
So if they don't.
Signatures.
If they don't.
And then it has to go up for a vote on the March 15th meeting, election.
Now so he's already submitted enough signatures?
He submitted 126. He didn't have enough because he thought Dave told him 126, but it's 149, so he's got more to get, but he'll be back. So my guess is it's going to be up for vote at our March meeting.
But that's,
our March
that's only for the cannabis use.
The lounge.
The dispensary. We can keep moving forward.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, but if this passes at the election, at the vote, then we're going to have to put that in place, too.
That'll have to be its own zoning, too, right?
It'll have to go in one of these categories.
Right.
So we may want to wait, so we do them both at once if it passes. So that's all I'm saying is, so we do them both at once. It may or may not pass in March, I don't know. But he had 126 signatures yesterday. And I told him it wasn't enough. Because lucky for us, a bunch of people registered to vote last year, so the percentage was high.
And we want to make sure that all the signatures get reviewed.
Well, who does that? I have to check every single signature?
No, no. Dave's going to do it. Because he's got to go to he has to go to the Board of Elections and make sure that every person that signed that.
So once he hands it in, I was going to call Dave.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know anything about this permissive.
You let me know when you have all the enough signatures, then.
I was just going to call Dave.
No, let me know, and I'll call Dave.
Okay. So that's all I was saying is, you might want to wait,
because
if it's
all
going up for a vote in March 15th.
All right, well, we'll see what happens, but tentatively I'll work on this anyway and put it together, get it ready, so.
Does the state have to review whatever our outcome is, whether it's special or?
No.
Okay, so it's just the local municipality?
Mm-hmm. Local municipality can do this part.
Okay, so the state doesn't have to get involved?
Nope.
Okay.
They work on everything inside the building. On how the rules for dispensing, what the age limits are,
okay.
All that stuff. They do all that.
Okay.
They'll have some siting requirements.
The state?
Yes, but okay. We can be more strict than that.
Okay.
So we'll see what they have to offer.
The question is, do we want to have more than just additional review? Do we want to create any different laws or rules, or whatever you want to call them, around like time and things like that?
I think you can do that under the special.
I thought that would
permit.
Be included, yeah. In the special hours of operation and
I would have thought that would be set by the planning board as they're doing the review.
Right.
And the state's going to have a ton of rules too, so.
So right, that would
under special use, the planning board can specify their time of operation as part of their permit.
Right, but then that would mean that you could have two different dispensaries, you know, one having requirement for hours of a certain, and then another one with different hours required.
If the planning board did that, yeah.
Okay. I don't see why they would.
Yeah, I would think they would be consistent.
I mean, of course, if you had one here in the village and you had one down next to Daisy's and they had different hours,
right, that could be
two different municipalities. So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know. So.
We barely have a location for one.
Well, let's see what happens.
So. I don't think it'll ever happen anyway.
I think till we got to see better definitions of what the state's going to do and decide if we're comfortable. There might be things that we want additional siting requirements.
Yeah.
How many votes does he have to have? How many signatures does he have to have?
He has to have 149 based on the number that Dave got from the Board of Elections.
So he's close.
He's close. But then it goes up for public vote, so everybody has the opportunity to vote. And it may not pass. He may not, but just in case.
Right, but the process is, he turns in the petition, then it gets reviewed by the attorney, and if it's valid, then we'll schedule a public election for the vote.
But like you say, it'd be nice to go on the same vote when we're voting for the trustees.
Well, it's going to be on that one. Oh. That's the election that will be on the March election, because it's within the January 1st to January something time frame. Of when it has to be handed in, so it will fall. We don't have to have a special election for it because we already have an election coming up that falls within the time frame. So we're lucky there. We don't have to have two election days, voting days. It will be on the day for the trustees.
Right. Okay.
Yippee.
I'll call Dave tomorrow, let him know what's going on. All right. Moving on.
All right, so that was yours. Now we're at
election notice. Election notice. Please take notice that by order of the Board of Trustees pursuant to Section 15-118, subsection 3, election law. Village of Nassau will not have a village registration day. Anyone wishing to vote on the March 15th, 2022 general election must be registered with Rensselaer County Board of Elections by March 4th, 2022. Pursuant to section 15-104, subsections 3B, election law, the Village of Nassau designated polling will take place at the Village Hall, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, 12123, noon to 9 p.m. Application for absentee ballots are available at the Village Clerk's Office, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion. Motion by Rich, second by Julia. Questions?
So we, when it comes up for the March elections, do we, Missy, do you, you do the, all the paperwork for the people that come in to vote? Okay.
Yeah. My guess is just going to be like, I don't know, never done it before, but it's probably be like how you see different things on a, like the president one, there was different other things that you could vote for. It's going to be something like that.
Okay. And yeah, it'll just be something that said, should, it'll say, should the village allow cannabis lounges within the village limits? Yes or no? Something like that.
However the Board of Election tells me it needs to be done, and they approve the ballot, so.
Oh.
But one step at a time. Yes, all those in favor of the election notice, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, let's see. I want to make a motion to move $5,500 into A1410.2. The village clerk, or village, yeah, village clerk CE. No, village clerk EQ for the purchase of the software. Half of it out of, we'll do half out of the village, half out of water. So 1410.2 C, village clerk CE, and 8310.2 village clerk CE in the water. F, 8310. Dot two.
So 14.10.2
from fund balance.
And then what was the other number?
It's A 40. It's A 14.10.2 and F 8310.
F 8310.
Was it a different number? Dot two. Yeah, equipment. Dot two.
Two clerk equipment.
Yep. Clerk equipment, both lines, both budget, both ones are from fund balance. Questions? All in favor? What?
You made the motion.
I did. I made the motion. Oh, I need a second.
Second?
Yeah, I need a second.
Oh, so,
second by Rich.
Rich.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Pay bills 233 through 264 in the amount of $21,164.49 in the general fund and $2,565.27 in the water fund and $6,656.45 paid outside of abstract.
Motion
by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the bills? Does that include that one?
It may.
So we want to pull that out.
We do want to pull that out.
The one what?
Where's the bills?
What are we pulling?
We're pulling the one for the weapon.
It doesn't matter. We don't have to change the number. We just have to make sure we have enough approved to pay the bills. But if you don't want to pay that one, that's fine.
We don't.
No.
don't even see it. Oh, the reimbursement one?
Mm-hmm. All right, so 241. So we're gonna, so 233 to 240 and 242 to 264.
583, you mean?
No, it's 241, isn't it?
No, it's $583.
No, 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 the bill number, the invoice number.
Oh, I thought you meant the dollar amount.
No. 233 to 240. So we're approving bills 233 to 240, and then 242 to 264. So, Rich and Guy, both of you all set, okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, the amount's different, but it's there's enough to cover it, so we're good.
Yeah, as long as we have enough to cover it, it's okay.
All right. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Take a motion.
Okay. We are adjourned.